My name is Caden Cowan. Thank you for listening to my podcast on language change. In this episode, I will explore the question, how does language change over time? Language change is a natural phenomenon that has been happening since the beginning of human language. Languages are constantly evolving and adapting with the world around them. In this podcast, I will be discussing the mechanisms of language change and giving examples of how languages have evolved over time. One of the most common ways that languages change is through contact with other languages. This can happen in a number of ways, such as through migration, trade, and colonization. When this contact occurs, the languages can influence each other in many ways, with one being borrowing. Borrowing occurs when one language adopts words or phrases from another language. This happens when words from another language are seen as prestigious or there are gaps to be filled in one of the languages. For example, English has borrowed words like menu and entrepreneur from France, blitz and kindergarten from German, and borrowed phrases like per se and etc. from Latin. Another way languages change through contact is with the creation of new dialects and creoles. These are basically new varieties of languages that are created when different languages mix together. Creoles often arise when two languages come into contact in a colonial or trade setting. They are typically simplified versions of the original languages with their own unique grammar and vocabulary. An example of this is Haitian Creole, which is formed during the French colonization of the Caribbean islands. Dialects are a particular form of language specific to regions or cultural groups. Examples of dialects include Southern American English, New England English, and Midwestern American English. Technology is also a significant driver of language change. Social media, texting, and other digital communication platforms have created new language varieties such as emojis, abbreviations, and acronyms. For example, the use of the acronym LOL for laughing out loud has become extremely common in forms of online communication. The impact of technology on language change is still a relatively new area of study, but it is clear that technology is shaping the way we communicate and express ourselves. However, language change is not always a smooth process. Some people resist language change and believe that there is a correct way of speaking. The main issue related to language change is language death. When a language dies, it means that it is no longer spoken as the primary language by any community. Language death can happen for many reasons, such as migration, assimilation, or political reasons. When a language dies, its unique features like grammar, pronunciation, and vocabulary are lost forever. It is estimated that half of the world's languages are endangered, and one language dies every 2 weeks. One example of language death is the Celtic language Cornish. This was spoken in Cornwall, a region in southwestern England, before its use declined in the 19th and 20th centuries as a result of government policies that discouraged it. Another issue related to language change is language standardization. A standardized language is a form of language that is recognized as the correct or official way of speaking it. Standardization can help facilitate communication and education, but it can also exclude people who speak different dialects or non-standard varieties of language. For example, in the United States, African American vernacular English is often viewed as inferior to standard American English, despite it being a valid and complex variety of English with its own grammar, pronunciation, and vocabulary. In conclusion, language change is a natural and ongoing process that affects all languages. It is driven by various mechanisms such as contact, borrowing, death, and technology. Language change can be positive or negative depending on the context and how speakers of that language feel. Therefore, it is important to understand these mechanisms of language change and their implications on language use and policy. Further research in this area is necessary to fully grasp the nature of language change and its impact on human communication and culture. There are still a lot of unanswered questions in this field, like how can we track the evolution of a language over time and what methods can be used to analyze this language data? As technology advances and people can become more interconnected, how will language contact and borrowing be affected? How will different languages and dialects adapt and change to these new contexts and environments? If these questions are answered, then we would be better able to predict how languages will continue to evolve in the future. These questions show us that language change is an ongoing process and that it is shaped by many different factors. There's always more to discover and explore. Thank you for listening to this podcast on language change. I hope you found it informative and thought-provoking. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to include them in the submission thread. Thanks again.